Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
And good morning, Rutherford County. We're going to have an absolutely great show today. We have Mr. Danny Braley here and Buddy Black, and they brought a friend with them, Mr. Dan Whittle. And I appreciate you guys bringing him over today because it's but having you guys on is really special. It really is, because we're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to all the ladies in Rutherford County here on Valentine's Day. We're going to talk about mule skinning. So we're going to have an absolutely great day. And it's brought to you by At Home Care. When you and your family members need assistance for a day, a week, or indefinitely, At Home Care is ready to sit down with you and help devise a practical plan to meet your family's needs. At Home Care is different than any others you see in the local marketplace because they're owned and operated by longtime Murfreesboro resident Melissa Warren. That means that Home Care is hands-on and involved in your family members' care and satisfaction all day, every day. At Home Care provides top-quality professional caregiving services throughout Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee. Whether you need a 24/7 companion, ongoing assistance with transportation to church or doctor's appointments, laundry, housekeeping, personal care, or more, At Home Care is here for you. You can reach them at 713-4639. That's 713-4639, or online at homecaretennessee.com. That's At Home Care. Which one of you decided to bring Dan with you? That's what I want to know. Is that right, Mr. Fraley?
I hate to admit it. If I want to wish Patricia a happy Valentine's Day, does that mean I don't have to buy her flowers and chocolates for today? Happy Valentine's Day, darling.
I think that would be normal for the course for you.
Danny and Buddy belong to the Middle Tennessee Mule Skinners Association.
Uh-huh.
They got a membership of over 100 men and women and throughout Middle Tennessee. And I visited one of their meetings last week in Woodbury, which is where the organization was founded. And they go all over Tennessee promoting the merits of the mules, and the mules help build our society what it is today.
How did they do that?
Well, for instance, they did the heavy work on the turnpike between Woodbury
there
and
Murfreesboro
in 1922. Yeah. Mr. Bill Smith, the banker, a retired banker over at Woodbury, he was there. He's only 4 years old, but he saw the turnpike being built with the mules. And Mr. Black and Mr. Smith are two of the founding members of the Middle Tennessee Mule Skinners Association. And mule skinner doesn't mean what you think it means.
What do I think it means, Dan?
They think they skin mules. But what it is, to be an effective mule skinner farmer back in the 1920s and 30s, you had to be smart to outskin the mules. In other words, you had to be smarter than a real bright mule and to make them work like they did.
Now, Buddy, I think you were one of the founders of this group. What in the world, I mean, what do you guys do as members of the mule skinning?
Well, we have... working, plying, disking.
Wow.
Cutting hay. Anything on the farm, that's what we do. And we all gather, and we have had as many as 18 team of mules in the field at one time cutting hay. And
now, do you guys do this for fun or competition, or what do you do?
That's right. Just a hobby, and do it for fun. Everybody gets together. In our association, we have a roster for the upcoming things. We make up a day making parade, Columbia Mule Day, Westmoreland. We make them all. And then we have wagon rides, and that's 18, 20, 25 miles round trip. We have a big time. We enjoy it. It's just something to play with. That's about all.
No, it sounds like more than that. You're bringing back a way of life that's gone pretty much forever. And people my age, we can still remember. Remember my granddaddy plowing with a mule, my dad plowing with a mule. And when I'm thinking about it, it was pretty hard work back then.
It was awful hard work. We didn't know anything else.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the same shape. It was hard work. Sure it was.
And now you've got a hobby with it. That's you know, true. Buddy, there's something wrong with that.
And it don't pay.
I know. But it's a way that you guys can enjoy each other and still preserve that.
Absolutely.
In Rutherford County, do you go out? Where do you mostly meet at? I mean,
Woodbury.
At Woodbury.
Well, we meet supposedly at a different location first Tuesday night in every month.
Mm-hmm.
But we're there at DJ's. We go to Mac Minimum. We go to Watertown.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been here in Murfreesboro.
Morrison.
Now, do you go? Do you take your mules everywhere you go?
No. We just meet there and have a meal and discuss anything at anybody's upcoming events that they might have. Or
that's pretty special because it's hard to find good mules now.
Tell me,
they're. Earliest local event coming up is March 23 at the Short Mountain Distillery.
Okay.
And they'll go up there and have mule rides. But Danny, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I hadn't attended up there. Usually when that comes up, I've been somewhere else. Buddy's been up there. I know they go up there and they plow and disc and work the teams up there on that farm. And that's just another thing that the Tennessee mule skinners do.
And a lot of rock up there. That's hard to plow when you've got rock around.
Well, I'm from Franklin County. We didn't have the rock. I've been up here since 1966, and I have learned to farm with the rock.
Everybody around here has learned how to farm. Yeah, I guess around Barfield area and Blackmon. For some reason, you guys don't have as much rock through there as we do on this eastern side and Rockville and places like that.
Well, rock go to Cannon County.
Well, you're very familiar with Cannon County because you worked as a chief deputy in Cannon County for a number of years, buddy.
Yes, I did.
And you worked for which sheriff?
I went through four. Robert Simpson on down.
Uh-huh.
I went through four.
I remember them, I guess, over the last 50 years, I guess, and maybe even longer than that, the sheriffs that they've had. And they've all been different, and they've all been interesting. But Robert Simpson was somebody that I really did like because he came from the old school. He was a big guy. He was tough. But he treated everybody the way
the
they
same.
Should be treated.
He'd get more done sitting in a chair in the office than most folks could do on the road.
Now, I imagine working in Cannon County was a little bit different when you were...
Very much.
It was like everybody kind of related, weren't they? And you had to work through that.
He was a great fella.
Yeah.
We have a Simpson ride every year.
Oh, wow.
Honoring him.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. When do you do that?
I think this year we're going to do it in October. We used to do it late. We was doing it in August. It was so hot that we've changed it on up.
It's September.
September,
I believe.
Now, when you do that, you're talking about a Simpson ride. Do you have the wagons and you go up certain trail, or where do you go? That sounds interesting to me.
We meet out there where Sheriff lives. Mm-hmm. Me and Simpson still there.
Mm-hmm.
Meet there and leave there, and then we'll drive all over the country.
Do you let people ride? Oh, do you invite them to go?
Oh, yeah. Most of them's got covered wagons. And
you're kidding.
We'll start, and then we... Last year, we ate lunch at my house, which is about 5 or 6 miles from where Robert lived.
Now, you ride the trails down. Do you do anything in between? Do you have your get out and eat picnics or what?
Yes, that's it. Stop and talk. Kill time.
On May 11th, they have the biggest one-day mule show in Woodbury in the southeast. And give us some details on that big show.
Well, I started that thing about 80, I guess. And then after the Mule Skinner formed their association, they took it over. I still help them, but I don't do as much as I did. We'll have 27 or 8 classes, I think, for show mules under halter, and then, of course, have the hitch classes and all that. It's quite a show.
So there's actually competition as part of it.
That's right. Of course, we all go to Columbia Mule Day. I've been all the Grand Marshal over there. This will be my 33rd year.
Oh, my goodness. That's an honor. And I guess that's the biggest show involving mules, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because it's one of the biggest events that you can have over in Murray County.
Yeah, it's the biggest mule show in, I guess, the whole South.
I go on the wagon train. Every year we leave from different places. I think the first year we left from War Trace and went to Columbia. Last year, I think we had 43 covered wagons in our wagon train. And this year we meet at Henry Horton State Park. And we'll ride through the country around there for 2 days. And then on Wednesday, we'll ride into Columbia from there. It's about 23 miles. It'd be a pretty good day.
Now, is that a designated route that you guys have had for some time?
Not really. Now, we have drove from Woodbury to Columbia, come right through Murfreesboro here.
And with a wagon pulled by mules. And they were, that's a long haul.
Well, it took 3 days.
Uncle Dave Macon, excuse me. Uncle Dave Macon used to make that haul from Woodbury every day back to Reedyville, to Murfreesboro, load up in Murfreesboro, back to Reedyville, stay overnight, back to Woodbury.
And go to McMinnville, believe.
He went to McMinnville, too.
Oh, yes, sir. He left, he'd come from Murfreesboro to Reedyville. Today, tomorrow, he'd go from Reedyville to McMinnville and back the other way.
And everybody thinks of him as just a banjo picker and an entertainer. A lot of people don't realize how hard he did work back in that time.
I heard my granddaddy say many times, you hear Uncle Dave coming down the road 2 hours before he got there picking that banjo and singing.
Well, now, Danny had the honor the Saturday. He had a banjo picker. The most famous banjo picker right now in Nashville music is Leroy Troy. Mm-hmm. And tell him what the mules did when he played on your wagon Saturday, Danny boy.
No, they got to prancing and keeping up with the time of the banjo.
You know, those guys had fun. But you guys have fun. You're pretty unique. And I like that. And sometimes it's the things that we consider just some of the hardest work and just didn't want to do, you wanted to leave it as soon as you could, and you guys have made a hobby out of it. And do you draw big crowds when you're out and when you've got your lines and going from one part to another?
Quite a bit, yes, quite a bit.
Did a lot of people want to hitch a ride?
Riding a wagon. We've had people, I am rolling a wagon since I was 8 or 10 years old, and maybe they're 60, 65 years old. They ride.
Mr. Black is 84. And
doesn't
he's
look
dealt
it either.
In mules all of his life. Now, these mules that we're talking about being common animals, they're not priced very common. Some of these mules go for how much, Danny boy?
Our good team started at about $3,000.
I just sold a pair for $10,000.
Wow. And they don't go over 2 or 3 miles an hour.
About, if you've got a good stepping team, they'll travel 4. Mm-hmm. I had one pair would travel 5. Mm-hmm. I'd leave my house and go out to Robert Simpson's house. It's 5 miles, take me an hour to get to his house. Of course, he had mules too.
Now, why do you make the wagon so comfortable? Because I have ridden at Short Mountain with theirs, and they took me up to the creek and around and showed me where they planted some of the corn and things like that. I don't ever remember the thing bumping at all. It was more comfortable than my car.
You probably got car seats in it, that wagon, if you use their wagon.
I was sitting in the back now.
Well, there's springs on them, too.
They got springs on them. It also had a school bus seat back there.
Hmm.
I've got my show wagon that I show with, I've got seats in it. Out of a truck, out of a van, and they're real comfortable.
Now, Willard Roman's out of Midland Community. Mm-hmm.
Good had friend, the store out there.
Had the store out there for years. Mm-hmm. He remembers riding on a school bus with a mule-powered school bus.
My daddy drove one.
And so...
Yeah, he did, at Kittrell.
He come to Kittrell.
Yeah, my dad went to Kittrell.
Where did he leave? Cripple Creek and come down that way?
He was down in that area, yes, sir. Mm. And the thing about it is, I still can remember pictures of them, and they could make them just as fancy as they wanted to. They could even have them where you would be actually inside on the wagon. And we think of it being kind of hardship, but then in a way, it's a whole lot more fun than the way we travel. But, you know, there are still old roads that were used for travel, for doing things like that, for picking up the kids.
There's a lot of them in Cannon County that way.
Now, Cannon County would be a different, because you've got so many hollows over there. And it doesn't seem to be conducive for mule travel, but they do very well, don't they?
Do awful well, yes.
And how did the mule skinners actually start, Mr. Black?
Well, there were several of us around Woodbury, and Bill Smith and I got together and just had three or four. And the next thing, we had 8 or 10. The next thing, 15 or 20. And now I guess there's 40 or 50 wagons now, ain't
there? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, when they opened up John Bragg Highway, I guess it made it easier for you to get from Murfreesboro to from Woodbury.
We try to stay off of the highway like that. Although we do drive on them. When we left Woodbury to head to Columbia, of course, we come right down to John Bragg Highway, right on through here, and some of y'all escort us around here to put us out on Blackman Road, and right through there we went.
Now, you travel a lot on the highways.
Oh, yeah. We have one ride up McMinnville, all of it's Number 8 highway going out of McMinnville. It's, I believe, 18 miles of that four-lane highway.
Now, when you talk to the mules, do you still use the same verbiage, or how do you do that?
Yes, if that's the way you want to do it. Of course, you've got the line, but if you've got a good broke pair of mules there, you can drive without lines.
So they're actually easier to handle than horses, aren't they?
Oh, yes. They're smarter than a horse. They learn quicker.
And they don't forget like a horse.
Now, everybody, they've always had this wordage that they're stubborn. Are mules really stubborn? Because the ones that I've seen have been pretty easy to handle.
The way they're broke. They're not stubborn at all. They'll do anything you want them to do if you'll teach them in the right way.
Now, do you treat them special, your mules?
I do, yes. I guess I do. But they're going to do what I tell them to do. If you don't, the ribs is going to be caved in.
Uh-oh, you're not a mule whisperer, are you?
Well, no. And you won't have to holler at him. You won't have to whisper at him. If you teach him what you want them to do, they'll pick it up quick.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay. Honey, have you seen my keys?
On the hook, dear.
Okay, what about my phone?
I'm calling it now.
Okay. Oh, it's in my coat. Okay, all right.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, where is it?
It's by the door.
Oh, got it. Have you seen my keys? Oh, right. Yep. Okay. Okay, I'm off. I'll see ya.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
With the new Win for Life instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, your only job might be going to the mailbox and collecting $3,000 a week for life. The new Win for Life instant game, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, the usual.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Sunshine Nutrition Center is your full-range health food store. We offer supplements, grocery items, pet food, fresh produce, juice bar, and a deli. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center for all your healthy needs in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna.
That's Kim Hilsman.
It's time. The Raiders.
I am True Blue. Show your True Blue pride and celebrate the top overall sports program in the Sun Belt Conference 4 years in a row. Buy your season tickets now. Experience all the home games in Floyd Stadium for just $70. That's only $14 per action-packed gridiron showdown.
Show your True Blue this fall with Blue Raiders season tickets. Visit GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
And welcome back with us. And we want to let you know that this part of this show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Ridgely Road. And since you guys like mules so much, Danny and Bubba, why did y'all pick Dan Whittle as a friend? Was there any coincidence in that?
He picked us.
You're kidding.
That's the way it happened.
He saw a story, didn't he?
I know a good story when I see one.
And we have a caller on the line, so we're going to have to put our ears on, guys. So, all right. Caller, welcome aboard with our special mule guys today.
Hey, Truman.
Yes.
David Puckett.
Hey, David, how are you?
Buddy, how are you?
Uncommonly well.
Hey, buddy, tell them about how you used to go around Tennessee buying up mules to take out to the Grand Canyon. That's a great story you have.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Well, they actually go through Reese Brothers is the way they get out there, but we carry them out there. They send them out there. I'd say 95% of them out there come from Reese Brothers in Gallatin.
And people from all over the world ride those things.
Oh, yeah, they use them in those mountains and ride down that canyon with them.
They have to be sure-footed, don't they?
You better believe it. But they tell me they never lost but one mule.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, see, I never did want to ride those mules down that narrow ledge. I mean, you're way up there, and I would, it would be my luck that I'd be that with that one mule.
Well,
now, where do you know David Puckett from?
Well, he was DA there.
Yes.
Would be, for I was there 20 years, and he was assistant DA there and a heck of a good fella.
Are you still on, David? No, he's gone. I was there when David retired, and they gave him that big going away.
Yeah.
And that was pretty neat. That was a big turnout. And when you have somebody that's been in the prosecuting business, that's quite an honor to have so many people there.
Well, David stayed there so long that he knew Cannon County and knew how to handle the people in Cannon County. Mm-hmm. It was they had a real good relationship mm-hmm. there.
And I want to say something about some area law enforcement. David was a type man that he, instead of destroying families when they would have a lawbreaker in the family, all of you guys that I've known personally, Truman, Mr. Black here, y'all all worked to keep from having the entire families destroyed. And now that's the way law enforcement ought to be done.
Yeah, you have to have a heart, and you have to love people to be in law enforcement. A lot
Absolutely.
Of people look at it in a different perspective, but that's not true.
And David Puckett operated that way.
And he's actually put his shingle out in Woodbury.
That's right.
And he's practicing now.
Yes, he's practicing back attorney now.
Do you think, is it a place that you can go in and sit down with him? He'll probably always have donuts for you and have coffee ready for you.
I don't know about that part of it now, but you can always talk to David.
Well, David and I, you probably already know this, of course, but a lot of people don't. David and I were at the Sheriff's Department when David first started.
Yeah.
And Robert Goodman was the sheriff there. And it was some of the nicest people that I've ever worked with. We're going to have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard.
Good morning. I've been listening to the show, and I've heard you say it's Mule Skinners. And then I didn't understand what that name was, Mule Skinners, because it sounded like they love mules and are interested in mules. And I wanted to just understand the name Mule Skinners.
All right. Buddy, do you want to address that? Or you want Danny to address it?
Danny, yeah.
Well, the Mule Skinners is, we just work the mules and we teach the mules. We don't skin the mules up or nothing. That's just, that goes back a long time ago when they even sung songs about mule skinners.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably take better care of our mules than a lot of people do their children.
That sounds like it.
Well, thank you.
Now, where did you guys get the love of mules? Because that's an unusual hobby.
Well, I was born and raised with them. We had to work them. You know, in Cannon County,
mm-hmm.
those hills couldn't be worked with a tractor, and we didn't have a tractor until way up in the 40s. We done everything we done with horses, mules.
Now, when you're plowing those fields that have the hills with them, which almost all of them do, Brian is going crazy over there. Okay, we have another caller on the line, guys. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Truman.
Good morning.
It's Randy Galloway.
Hey, Randy, how are you?
Randy,
I'm doing fine. Wanted to call and say hello to Buddy. Worked with Buddy many years. He spoke of Robert Simpson being such a fine fellow, and I would agree completely with him, but I'd put Buddy right up there beside him. Buddy was one of the most pleasant people to work with that I've ever worked with, and just want to say hello to him and just start finish listening and enjoying your show.
Well, I appreciate
Thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Randy.
Appreciate that, Randy.
That's a nice compliment. But, you know, you and Robert kind of mirrored each other. You have the similar type personalities.
Well, yes, I guess, really. And he was awful good to me. And it's, of course, I done what he said do, when he wanted it done. And I was right there by his side of him. He hired, only place he'd go without me would be home.
Oh.
He, Sheriff was a man that didn't like to be by himself. And I stayed with him.
There's something about the relationship between law enforcement officers, especially the way you and Robert were, and I had the same relationship with a lot of my people. You grow, for some reason, you're closer, you have a stronger bond. I guess you can relate a lot, like when you're in the military and you're in groups together, and you just become, it's just a personal thing for you.
Well, I got the sheriff into mule business, and that's another thing that we done that made us a little closer together, I'd guess. But he loved the mules.
Well, what about Leon Rulin? Tell me about Leon.
There's no better fella ever lived than Leon Rulin.
Yeah.
He'd go out of his way to help you do anything. And he was just a heck of a nice fella. I thought a lot of Dr. Rulin.
Well, he was one of those people. He was a physician, and everybody in Cannon County had contact with him at one time or another. He was very instrumental in getting the hospital started there and a number of other things. But, you know, I had a number of conversations with Dr. Rulin over the years. And he had a strong love for law enforcement and from people.
He loved it.
And almost everybody in the state of Tennessee had a strong attachment to him.
Well, Dr. Rulin told me several times that if he didn't have so much money invested in himself, law enforcement, what he'd be in.
Yeah, and he was on your safety committee for a long time.
Yes, he was.
And he was responsible for another. I know that Robert and a lot of the other people depended on him when they needed some things done as far as financing the new jail and all those type things.
He was always willing to help.
Did you ever, when you were out, of course, a lot of times it's just you or one other person when you answered calls that were of a very serious nature. Have you ever been out on a call where you just kind of wish you were somewhere else? Because I know I am.
You better believe it. Yes, sir. That's what I'd call Dr. Rulin. Or Robert Simpson.
Yeah.
Somebody had to come to him.
Well, you remember when the communication was terrible, when you were going to calls back in those hollows, and you really didn't have hardly any communication at all or nobody to back up what you were doing at the time. But it's come a long ways, hasn't it?
Lord, yes, it's come a long ways.
I know we always had a special relationship with you guys. If we needed something done, we'd call you and vice versa. And you just can't get along. And you guys, in some respects, were like Mayberry, Andy Griffith, but in other respects, you weren't, because, I mean, in Andy, I mean, they come across serious things now and then, but in, I can remember some things that were of a nature that you went into dangerous territory a lot of times.
Yes, yes. But that's when you need to call for help.
Sometimes it wasn't around.
You got that right, too.
All right. Now, are you guys going to be, you say you're going to Short Mountain. Now, how many mules are you going to have there? And what is that? Is that going to, what type of celebration is that going to be?
1 year anniversary for Short Mountain Distillery.
Okay.
That's the kickoff.
Uh-huh. Now, what will people be seeing and what will they be doing there?
They'd be, well, I don't know. Billy Kaufman is the man up there, and I don't know where they're going to try to make work the ground at that time or where they're just going to have wagons and teams, but there'll be several up there.
Now, will people be watching that as working and
yes,
doing that?
Yes.
March 23rd is the date.
23rd of March. I really didn't know what day it was.
Right.
You guys just go with the flow, don't you?
Absolutely. One said, let's go.
And how popular they are, Truman, We did a front page story on the Mighty Cannon Courier newspaper in Woodbury this week about the mule skinners.
Mm-hmm.
They sold out of newspapers within an hour and a half because of these men and their mules.
Is that the first time that's ever happened?
Lately it is, yeah.
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 So we can attribute that great response to the mule skinners and Dan Whittle, right?
The fact that I wrote the story, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I say that very modestly, but they're interested in men and women. They have children involved. The youngest kid at the last meeting they had last week at DJ's Pizza and Steakhouse, they had a little girl there, 7 months old. She's already been to three mule shows. And
yeah, she's gone on wagon rides.
Now, do you guys still... I can still remember when we used to whittle around the square and sit there and talk and get your shavings, the cedar shavings and things like that. Do you guys still do that in Woodbury?
For the last two or three years, no. But up until then, they'd be waist deep in shavings out there in the courthouse yard.
I hate to see that go away. I hate to see it here. It makes a little bit of a mess, but so what?
Well, it don't take just a minute to clean it up.
So. That's right. It doesn't. We've lost some of that, but I think that's one thing that makes Cannon County and Woodbury so special. They still hang on to all those old things that we found dear back years ago.
They would meet out there every morning. I stood up in the courtroom, look out the window, and they'd be 7-8 every morning out there whittling.
Well, I don't see how you could get business done without having a knife and a piece of wood in your hand.
I was an honorary member of that Spit and Whittle Club of Cannon County, being named Whittle. Of course, being named Whittle, I surely hate to see the Whittlers disappear.
Now, they didn't give you a knife, did they?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that would have been dangerous.
No, I, like these boys, I was the press agent.
Now, the thing that I'm still trying to find out, say, if I go up there, was it 23rd of March, I think?
23rd of March, Short Mountain Distillery.
When I get up there, I know there's going to be a lot of things going on, but there's going to be some things that will be more interesting to some people than it will others. And everybody gets to ride, right, that comes up there that wants to. And everything is free, right? You just go up there and enjoy yourself.
They've got plenty of parking room and everything.
Now, are they going to have food?
They'll have food there, yes.
Now, what time is it going to start?
9 a.m. is what John Whittemore told me. And they'll have.
Is it going to be a whole day of celebration?
Yeah, first year anniversary of the business. The mule skinners and the distillery are credited. I just talked to Mayor Harold Patrick in Woodbury last week. He said the mule skinners and the Short Mountain Distillery have really brought on and triggered a great economic tourism industry that's really beginning to build now in Cannon County. And so the mule skinners and the Short Mountain Distilleries are big economic triggers up there in Cannon County.
Yeah, they're a big sponsor of our mule show there. Big sponsors of it, too. Of course, we go do whatever they want done, where it's working up ground or cutting hay, whatever they want done, that's what we do.
Now, I've been up there, I think, probably before they ever opened it. In fact, I know I was up there before they opened up and started business. And I did take the mule ride. And when you think about it, all the history is brought back because you can sit there and listen to the moonshiners and talking about their families and the moonshining for a couple of hundred years or more. And a lot of them come in from the old countries. And it's the most fascinating thing to listen to them recant all the things that they used to do to far as not only make their product, but also they had to remain unknown in the area. And they talk about their when they would have law enforcement officers come in there and break up their steels and things like that. And it's better than watching something like, I love the movie Thunder Road, but it's better because you're actually there almost living it as they talk about it.
It is a living history, especially in Middle Tennessee. You got the horse, the mule industry, mm-hmm. you've got the moonshine industry, and it's a living history. I'm taking my grandchildren up March 23rd just to experience the mule ride, but I want them to hear that history of Short Mountain. And Al Capone literally bought moonshine at Short Mountain on his trips back and forth. He'd arranged for his men and drivers to come down out of Chicago. They would go back to Chicago and sell that moonshine from Short Mountain as city rum.
And then how many people have ever seen a mule work? I mean, not only ride, but actually see them plowing and do all the other things. You can sit there and just enjoy the way things were 50, 60 years ago and past.
Yes, there's not many. Well, there's not any young people taking it up. I don't know why, but as a hobby, it would seem like some young people would take it up, but they're not.
Well, now it requires work now.
That's true. I'm allergic to that.
You got to get away from that computer. I mean, you actually have to get outside and breathe some fresh air and actually do something.
I was out in the pasture with Danny Fraley last week, and his mules and Jenny's and Jack's, they're all just like a big farm family. He'd holler out for them. They'd come just like a pet out across the pasture for miles and everything. All he had to do is give a shout out. Here would come his Jennies and everything. And a donkey, I don't know where, Danny didn't say this within earshot, so his mules named Leroy and Lucky, but a donkey is actually smarter than the mule.
You're a kid. I didn't know that.
They're easier to break. I've got a jack I broke to work and a Jenny. They're a little bit tough just right on the first, but then they give in real easy, and now they will take care of themselves too. They are smart. If you get them in a place that's dangerous, they're not going to go. And if they get tarred and they're on a one lane bridge in the middle of the road and they stop, that's where they're going to be. They won't do anything to hurt themselves.
And a mule is smarter than a horse typically.
Right.
Well, now, I've always heard that if you have donkeys in your field and you have goats there, that they will protect the goats from coyotes. Is that right?
That's right. That's that's the reason I recently got my donkey started out with. Of course, there's subdivisions all the way around me. The people let their dogs and run loose, and they cross with coyotes, and they were... they'll get a calf crop, but the donkeys will keep them run out.
Okay, guys, we have another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard with Buddy and Danny. Two Dannys.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Good morning.
It's Randolph Sagers. I just wanted to call you there, Truman, and let you know I was listening in to some of the goings on up there in your studio this morning. You've got some real characters with you there this morning. I know you know that.
Yes, sir.
But I just wanted you to be mindful that they are some characters you need to watch out for.
Now, do you guys want to protect yourself?
I guess you got
it right. I was wondering too if there's somewhere up along the way on Saturday the 23rd we might catch a bite of breakfast on our way to Short Mountain. You reckon?
Hey, that would be fun, guys. Are you going to stop somewhere on the way up?
We'll Google that for us.
Yeah.
We'll find some eateries along the way. We might stop for a little bite of breakfast on Saturday morning on the way up. I've been listening. I'm anxious to be up there.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
I'm sure it will be. I just wanted to let you know I was listening. I wanted to give a shout out to Danny and to the Dans. And let them know I was listening in this morning and appreciate what they do. Y'all have a good day now, and I'll talk to y'all sometime a little later, okay?
Thanks. Appreciate it right now. One of your buddies.
Yes, sir. I've been knowing him. Mr. Sawyers ever since he was young, when he was helping his daddy do the exterminating.
Randolph Sawyers.
Randolph. Yes. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to mule skinning.
The Rutherford County School Resource Officer Division proudly announces its 8th annual rodeo, being held at Miller Coliseum on Thompson Lane, Murfreesboro, March 1st and 2nd. Tickets are available through any school resource officer or call 904-3070.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality, protection, and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With a sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing. And our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the Doubletree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, this area's only certified physician in heart CT, about the 64-slice CT scan.
Before you go for heart catheterization because of chest pain or minor abnormality in stress test, you need to consider this non-invasive device to find out about the blockage. Or if you just have risk factor, you're not having any chest pain, you want to find out flag early so you could act on.
No needles, no pain. It only takes minutes. Call 896-4800. Dr. Rishi Saxena.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
And welcome back with us again. And for some reason, Buddy and Danny, we're getting a lot of phone calls this morning. So a lot of people are interested in what you guys are saying. So we've got another caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
This is your old salt. I know Black and a mule never did get too bad for him to break. he would work if I don't care what he done. And a mule is the only thing in the world you can kill them all and there'd be some more of them. Did you ever thought about that? Well, I wanted to join in your program, really enjoying it.
Oh, it's always good to hear from you.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I went to school with him.
You did? Are you guys close to the same age?
You're older than I am.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, y'all never age, though. There's just something, there's something wrong with this picture.
These mules keep you young.
Well, Mr. Bill Smith is 94 and still muling.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Black here is 84, still muling. Mm-hmm. Danny Boy here, he's a youngster. He's 66, just a kid. Yeah.
Is it okay to give your ages out?
I guess. I mean,
I'm just proud to be here.
Danny says it's not the miles that makes him look older than 66. It was the stops he made. Yeah.
Now, Buddy, when you were plowing those fields in Cannon County, when you're going sideways, or how do you do that? Do you go up the hill? Do you go sideways, down? How do you? Because it's going to be difficult either way you do it.
Long ways, of course.
Long ways.
You had hillside turning plows. You go out to the end, flip that plow over, and come back, throw the dirt to the right.
Uh huh. Now, but it seems like it would be uncomfortable with you behind that mule way.
It's not the most pleasant thing in the world, but it I'd rather turn on the hillside than the bottom.
Yeah. Now, do you actually have to have mules that have legs shorter on one side than the other? And I've noticed you kind of walked to one side. You were favored one.
That's probably the reason.
I mean, it's so funny. You sit out there and think about that. And a lot of those hills out there, I know my brother and I had a place down at the bottom of Peaks Hill, and we had some pretty steep areas, and I had a tractor almost completely turn over on me because I was probably going at a bad angle at the time.
Well, you get up there around Short Mountain Knoll in there where the hills are steep.
Did you know where all the moonshine stills were back then?
A bunch of them.
Now, when you were working with Robert, was there a whole lot? I know it's a silly question, but was there a whole lot of that going on at that time?
Not a whole lot. There was a few that was still, of course, most of them now, the bigger ones are up there at the distillery.
Mm-hmm. And legal?
Legal.
Uh-huh. Did you ever thought that you would see a day like that?
No, and they didn't either.
No, I know they didn't. But I've talked to some of them, and to hear some of those tales, it's better than watching a movie.
And Short Mountain, there's another industry that we haven't touched on that was done a lot on Short Mountain, was the making of molasses with the mules. Mm-hmm. And they did the circle and was the power that ground up the sugar cane to make the molasses. And that was a fairly big industry on Short Mountain at one time. Yes. And it's still made on Short Mountain.
Yeah, they still make it up there.
Now, how come it that Short Mountain is more known for the moonshine than anything else? Because ever since I was a kid, I knew that.
That's just the way it is. That's the way they had to make a living up there then.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. That was, in many ways, the only industry that they had.
Right.
Well, this has been a great show, and I hate to leave, to be honest with you. You guys have been great guests. You've been a lot of fun. Did you want to say, and this includes Mr. Dan Whittle, do y'all want to say hi to anybody before we leave today? It is Valentine's Day.
Well, I want to give the phone number for John Whittemore at Short Mountain Distillery. Mm-hmm. Persons wanting to know more information about March 23rd and the one-year celebration can call 971-4925, ask for John Whittemore, and he can fill in the details. But these great men and their great mules are going to be a big part of that
celebration. Oh, that's going to be a big
celebration.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is. And if I understand from John, talking to him last week, that things are really going well.
Yeah.
Over there at
the marketing, it won't be long before Short Mountain and Cannon County will be known nationally because of Short Mountain Distillery. It's very popular.
Oh, they were known nationally anyway.
Yeah, in ways they were.
Illegal, but...
We'll see you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock.